For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Veterans who fought in the War of Chinese People's Resistance against Japanese aggression will receive 5,000 yuan before September. The Ministries of Civil Affairs and Finance released a circular on Tuesday saying that the allowance will be handed out to veterans before September 3rd, the day China celebrates the 70th anniversary of victory in the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression. China's Ministry of Education has issued a guideline concerning the development of mental consulting services on campus. The guideline requires services to keep students mentally fit should be established and regulated in the country's primary and secondary schools. It stresses the need to strictly respect and maintain the privacy of students in need of such services, and under no circumstances should students be identified as mentally ill or exposed of their consulting records. Beijing police has confirmed the death of a missing college girl who was killed by a male schoolmate after a failed rape attempt. The victim, surnamed Zhou, was a student from the Communications University of China. Beijing police acted on a missing persons report from the university late on Monday and arrested a male suspect named Li, who was 23 years old. Li told police that he killed Zhou after he failed to rape her. Zhou, who majored in acting, was reportedly performing in a role for a crew organized by Li. Chinese wholesalers of gold are now suffering from sluggish sales despite gold prices reporting a 7-week low. So far, global gold prices have tumbled over 9% after hitting a high of over $1,200 per ounce in June. However, many gold wholesalers in China say people no longer buy gold as security. At the same time, many gold jewelry processing factories have been forced to suspend production, partly due to fewer orders. The death toll on the mainland from Typhoon Soldalor has hit 17. Five others are still unaccounted for. New estimates put the cost of the storm at some 8 billion yuan. Over 100,000 hectares of crops in Zhejiang, Fujian and Jiangxi have been damaged by storm. Soldalor rolled into the mainland late Saturday after ploughing through Taiwan earlier in the day, leaving 6 dead on the island. At its height, the typhoon was packing winds of nearly 300 kilometers per hour while generating power in the Western Pacific, making it the largest storm of the year. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the 2 suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's eastern province of Diyala, which killed about 60 people. Late on Monday, a massive explosion occurred at a busy marketplace, leaving more than 53 people killed and more than 70 wounded. Also in the province, a suicide bomber rammed his explosive-laden car into a security checkpoint and blew it up, leaving 8 people dead and 4 injured. 6 U.S. Air Force F-16 fighter jets and about 300 U.S. personnel have arrived in Turkey to support the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The Pentagon announced Monday that warplanes will begin flying missions against IS in the coming days. A Pentagon statement says operating from Turkey will provide them greater proximity to the targets they need to strike. Before the arrival of the F-16s, the U.S. military had been conducting armed unmanned aerial vehicle flights out of Turkey for a week. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is now trying to pitch the city to the U.S. Olympic Committee as America's bid city for hosting the 2024 Summer Games. The mayor began talks early this month with USOC officials in a bid to replace Boston as the United States host city candidate. Boston was dropped as the host city candidate last month. Boston's mayor refused to sign a hosting document, fearing that the Olympics would be too costly and financially risky for taxpayers. The USOC has until September 15th to submit its proposed host city to the International Olympic Committee. Australia has announced its emissions reduction target to cut 26-28% of carbon emissions by 2030 on the 2005 levels. Prime Minister Tony Abbott made the announcement on Tuesday, telling the media that the government had come up with a responsible target that would not harm Australia's resource-driven economy. The target has received firm backlash from environmental groups and opposition politicians. Abbott defended it as solid economically responsible and environmentally responsible. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.